On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Pretoria môre op na 23 grade, Johannesburg 22, Mbombela 20.
Highways looks like one of those days. The N3 starting its nonsense already both directions through the Galilee's interchange and slow all the way from Marlborough up into Buccleuch. Buccleuch very busy this afternoon, and in Pretoria, the N1 from Supersport Park Centurion all the way out through Hartsfontein is slow.
Joe Mann with your sport headlines. England thrashed SA by 10 wickets in the Proteas World Cup opener, and Frankie Horn returns to lead the Lions against Zebre in a URC clash.
Ons skop af met nog verkeersnuus. Die N1 Noord tussen Mokopane en Polokwane in Limpopo is gesluit nadat 'n sementvragmotor omgeslaan het. Die oorsaak is heel moontlik 'n band wat gebars het, is die woordvoerder Didimalo Chwene.
Traffic officers are on site directing and monitoring the flow of vehicles until the road is cleared. Motorists are urged to use caution, expect delays, and consider the R101 as an alternative route.
Dan verskuif ons die aandag na die konstitusionele hof, waar die MK-party se dringende aansoek teen president Cyril Ramaphosa van die hand gewys is vandag. Nou die party en die partyleier Jacob Zuma voer aan dat president Cyril Ramaphosa ongrondwettig opgetree het deur die minister van polisie Senzom Tuno op verlof te plaas, en dan ook dat hy professor Firoz Kachalia as waarnemende minister aangestel het. Maar sê al wat in die hof gebeur het nie, ouerskapsverlof kan nou deur albei ouers gedeel word. In die verlede kon vroue 4 maande verlof neem en mans slegs 10, maar dit gaan nou verander.
The protection of birth mothers to the exclusion of other parents has the unfortunate consequence of perpetrating the assumption that women are and should be the primary caregivers of children. The father is marginalized and deprived of the opportunity to involve himself as a parent in the upbringing of the baby during the early stages of life.
En die Johannesburg Metropolisie se taktiese eenheid het toegeslaan op 'n dwelmvervoerstelsel. Die woordvoerder Klolani Fihla sê 2 verdagtes is in hegtenis geneem en 56 bale dagga is gekonfiskeer. Hy sê dat op 'n leidraad gereageer dat dwelms op die M2 Wes vervoer word.
Following questioning, 2 male occupants admitted to transporting the drugs for sale in the Yeovil area. A follow-up investigation based on information provided by the suspects led officers to a self-storage facility on Hilton Road in Lindro Park.
Die res van die bale is dan nou daar gevind. Nuus uit die buiteland wil voorkom asof die Amerikaanse regering nog volgende week gesluit gaan bly. Daar word vandag vir 'n 4de keer gestem eerder oor president Donald Trump se voorstel vir die regeringsbefondsing. En dis 'n bietjie nuus op 'n goedvol Vrydag. Die Universiteit van KwaZulu-Natal se mobiele oogsorgkliniek het 'n skenking van 2,1 miljoen rand ontvang van die SA Muslim Charitable Trust. Die kliniek besoek gebiede oor die provinsie waar toegang tot hierdie dienste nie moontlik is nie. Rashida Mutala is die trust se uitvoerende lid vir maatskaplike verantwoordelikheid.
Give the child a chance to see a chalkboard, restore sight to someone who needs to work, or a grandmother who needs to see a family clearly. Timely eye care can prevent blindness and improve lives.
Ek is Madeline Forshey, die en ander stories op jackeranfm.com. Meer nuus om 5.
Dankie Madeline. How on earth are we going to fit everything in today that we need to fit into this radio show? Ek het letterlik geen idee nie. We are packed this afternoon.
Indeed we are. What a way to like go into the afternoon on a feel-good Friday.
Tell me about, we got Jack Parrow on later this afternoon. Then we got 2 rounds of the Direct Access competition. And we're going to unveil our alarm tones for your downloading pleasure.
Busy, busy, but we are here, The Drive with Rob and Roz, ready to set your weekend off right.